Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show. Today I'm going to let you listen to a recording. This almost sounds like the same speech that the Alberta Health Minister gave the other day, and I want you all to hear it so you can see what the head of the CDC is going to say to thee. Hold on one second, hopefully this will work.
Experts have repeatedly insisted that breakthrough cases are rare, almost dismissing fears, but would it have been better to give a more nuanced explanation about what to expect?
I think we all have to recognize that with 164 million people who are vaccinated, we should expect tens of thousands, perhaps, of breakthrough infections. But the most important thing is not the number of the breakthrough infections, but what happens here. Those breakthrough infections have mild illness. They are staying out of the hospital. They are not dying. And I think that that's the most important thing to understand. We have a massive number of people who are vaccinated, and those breakthrough infections tend to be mild and not severe.
But what about all the fully vaccinated people who get the breakthrough infection? Can they pass it on? Could they pass it on to their children? Could they pass the virus on to older people, especially more vulnerable people with the underlying health conditions?
And that's exactly the point that we made in our guidance. So yes, they can with the Delta variant. And that was the reason that we changed our guidance last Tuesday. Our vaccines are working exceptionally well. They continue to work well for Delta with regard to severe illness and death. They prevent it. But what they can't do anymore is prevent transmission. So if you're going home to somebody who has not been vaccinated, to somebody who can't get vaccinated, somebody who might be immunosuppressed or a little bit frail, somebody who has comorbidities that put them at high risk, I would suggest you wear a mask in public indoor settings.
Especially if there is a breakthrough case, you get COVID, you're fully vaccinated, but you are totally asymptomatic, you could still pass on the virus to someone else. Is that right?
That's exactly right, and that's where our masking recommendation came from.
So important, these masks. We're learning the FDA could lay out a national strategy, Dr. Walensky, for COVID-19 booster shots in early September, just in a few weeks. What will this strategy look like? Who will be eligible for these boosters first? All of us who got two shots, we might need, after 5 or 6 months, a third shot.
We're looking at those data carefully. Those data include looking at clinical cohorts, our clinical trials, cohorts from across the country, our essential workers, long-term care facilities, healthcare workers who were vaccinated early. And we're working closely with the FDA following those data, and we'll come up with a plan soon in September.
And you think that before that will happen, the emergency use authorization for these vaccines will be changed to complete and full authorization?
That lies squarely with the FDA, but I know that they're working very hard in order to get that full approval, because I recognize that, we all recognize that some people are waiting for that approval to get vaccinated.
So what we're seeing in Israel and Germany and the United Kingdom right now, people already starting or about to start getting these third booster shots, we can brace for that. We should anticipate that happening in the next few weeks here in the United States. Is that right?
We're having conversations with those countries, and we're looking at the same data that they are looking at, and we are making our independent decisions looking at the data they have, collaborating with the data we have, and we'll make those decisions in collaboration with the FDA.
Out there, do you think this is...
I have to laugh at this. I will tell you why. The same rhetoric has been said time and time again. We're going to make our own independent... and you know what? They all comply with the lie. They all comply with the lie. They're not going to make any independent deals. Look at Israel. They started with this stupid passport bullshit, and it's been going across the planet. Despite the fact that countries are saying they're not going to do it, they do it. Look at Quebec in Canada. Quebec has already jumped on the bandwagon, like France, to propagate a policy that has absolutely no sense. Makes no sense, unless you want to further destroy the economic foundation of your province. Quebec will be very successful. They will be broker than they can ever possibly imagine, which will put the people in Quebec in a position of suffering that would be completely unavoidable. if they just basically disregarded about 99% of the bullshit that they have been listening to for the last over a year and a half of nonsense. This is what astounds me on any level here. This has been the key factor in this whole situation. China cannot identify this. America with seven universities cannot identify this. Canada with all its vaunted universities and all these degrees and certifications and whatever can't identify this. Israel could not identify this. Germany could not identify this. The UK, Italy, Spain, Portugal, Russia, China, Japan, nobody has been able to isolate this so-called pathogen that has shut down the planet. Nobody. Nobody. And all of a sudden we have created a weapon to combat a boogeyman nobody has been able to isolate. And we have gone from the insurgence that's going on against common sense and real science is also mind-boggling. And the general population has proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that they have the brain of a gnat. They cannot read, they cannot comprehend, and this is the 62% that have been injected. The other 38% still has a functioning brain. Everybody who I talk to that's an anti-vaxxer can tell you straight out, without any hesitancy, that this is all bullshit. And they can give you all the reasons why it's all bullshit. And yet, when you talk to these imbeciles out there, and the reasons why they're willing to capitulate to these injections, there is no rhyme or reason. No scientific basis whatsoever. The CDC just pulled a double speech here. Okay, in the beginning they're saying that this thing can spread and it can jump. Of course it can spread and jump. It's because the injections that they've given people is causing the jumping. And this is all a cover-up. All of this is a cover-up of these injections that they have injected into people that are operations and kill switches. That's all they are. Now they're talking about a third booster. Like I told you, the only reason this is coming into fruition is because of the contractual agreements that these drug companies have basically seduced and locked down the respective governments of the respective countries. There is no reason why we need to get any of these injections. Zero, nada, nothing. You have a 99.5678% survival rate of a flu. Even in Alberta, they have lowered down the casualty of this so-called boogeyman down to nothing more than a flu, which is all it ever was in the first place. And look at all the bullshit it has caused. Nothing is going to happen in Alberta other than the status quo and the drama that they have presented in the province. So I think it's a setup so that people now jump into Alberta. All the awakened people, all the truthers, all the protesters will move to Alberta out of the respective provinces. Now all the fish are in one barrel and now we can take them all out at one time. They will pass legislation. I am sure this is coming. Just like they did in Florida. Florida wasn't going to allow any kind of mandatory vaccines, mandatory masking. None of this shit was going to happen unless there was an outbreak. Then mandatory vaccines were going to happen. Lo and behold, what's going on in Florida? There was an outbreak. Ooh, now everyone's got to get vaccinated. That was the deal. Where if there was an outbreak, we're going to have to vaccinate everybody. All bullshit. All of it. Had a guy call me today. He wound up in the hospital. So they had prescribed him with COVID and he had pneumonia. He has pneumonia, not COVID. And to knock out pneumonia, all you need is iodine or turpentine or essential oils that will attack it and knock it out. Even copper and zinc combination will knock it out with ascorbic acid. They're not going to give them that. You think they're going to give them the hydrochloroquine or whatever the hell that thing is, hydrochloroquine? You think they're going to give them that? No, of course not. Why would they? This is ridiculous to the nth degree, all of this. People die every day of different diseases and different afflictions. This is life. And the older you get, the more you have a propensity to die from something, because your immune system will no longer be able to defend you against whatever may hit you and take you out. This is what is the reason why we die. One of the reasons. Even old age is a cause of death. Eventually you expire. It's appointed for a man to die once, and then comes judgment. Even the Bible tells you you're going to die sooner or later. So this nonsense of keeping us alive. See, this is what's interesting here. I was reading an article today about the guy that invented the graphene. He's a Mason. So somebody sent me this email. So according to the email, they asked him how long somebody would have to live with, graphene oxide inside the body, because it basically it's a sponge that absorbs oxygen. Isn't that something? More carbon. You're wearing a mask. What are you producing? More carbon. Carbon. And now we're amplifying the carbon content into the body, which will cause eventually asphyxiation, because cellular asphyxiation, because you don't have the oxygen to feed the cells. You are now choking them out. They said this in the beginning. Everybody forgot this. So you keep on recycling the carbon from breathing through these masks, eventually you will wind up with irreversible brain damage. I think it's already happened. I think it's already here. I think the people have irreversible brain damage from recycling the carbon dioxide that they have been breathing for over a year and 7 or 8 months. Not to mention the exosomes that they've also been recycling. In other words, the shit that they've been recycling back into the bloodstream. And when you talk to people today and you mention not to wear a mask, I've seen eyeballs popping up. Oh, no, I need my mask. Oh, I'm going to die. Ah, no, get away. I don't want to hear it. Oh, you're telling me the truth. I know, but I can't stand it. I got to have my mask. Oh, please don't take away my mask. I'm going to die without my mask. Oh, shit, please keep it. Give me two of them. Fauci said I need two. We were looking at people driving in a car by themselves wearing a mask. That's brain damage. And you really don't want to be around these people while they're driving, because they could lose control. The concept that the CDC is now telling you, you're hearing it right here, that you're going to spread the variant, or the Delta. You're going to spread the Delta. Because I am seriously thinking at this point, they will activate the program in each person's body to emit a Delta frequency, and it will then transfer itself from one person to the next. That's what I'm thinking. Now, why do I say that? Well, if we got all these metallic materials in our body from the nanoparticles that we've already absorbed from the air, from the chemtrails, from the food we're eating, we have a plethora of a factory or a biochemical or a industrial chemistry set residing inside your body. Imagine that. You got a chemistry set coming from the sky that has, for the last 50 years or so, been producing chemicals that are not even listed on the periodic table, which you now have absorbed. One of them might be graphene. You never know. I mean, you do have thorium going on. You do have aluminum going on, titanium barate, silver, uranium, all kinds of wonderful compositions that have formed in over the 50-year time frame, which now are residing inside of you somewhere, someplace, somehow, which is replicating and assembling whatever circuitry inside your system. Ooh. And thereby, you have to be careful what you are exposing yourself to in regarding to frequencies, like don't use the Rife, don't use the Spooky, don't use the Zapper, don't use the TENS machine, because then these things will create a whole different paradigm or morphology, which will then further circumvent whatever you're doing to them, making them stronger, and they will replicate, repair, and assemble further into the system. Now you have all this shit going on in the body, and now you get these injections. These injections now are also nano, bio, AI technology. We are inserting DNA that's encoded. We are inserting nucleotides that are encoded. We're inserting peptides that are encoded. We're inserting nano compositions that are encoded. We have now put them in a liposome containment, which also is encoded. And all it would take now is the right frequency from any form of telepheresis or transmission or transceiving that will now activate these programs inside the body to emit or transfer or transceive these signals from host to host to host. Thereby, now you have a transmittable, what they're calling a disease, which is nothing more than a program being transmitted from one person to the next, to the next, to the next. Everybody, and this is the one big thing that people do not still get. We are no longer dealing with just a 5G assault. I got an email today saying, well, we're going to have a 5G shut down all your stuff. Don't leave anything on. They're going to destroy. They're going to wipe out everything. 5G. I wrote back to the person and said, 5G can't even bypass a tree. How is this going to create any damage? I said, the problem, most of you are still hung up on a 5G paradigm. Let me put a question to those of you out there that are still stuck on 5G. Do you actually believe that the perpetrators of mankind's destruction has stopped developing any technology to further destroy mankind? Do you think they quit at 5G? Do you think they quit at any level along the way here? Do you still believe they have quit emitting frequencies beyond 5G when other countries already at 6, 7, and 8G and some are at 9 and 10? Do you actually believe that the industrial complex that's out there trying to destroy mankind has stopped progressing in their war against mankind, in developing more sophisticated weaponry to destroy mankind? You actually believe that they have stopped at that point? See, I'm trying to get you to wake the fuck up and get past the paradigm that they have locked you into. You cannot stay this stupid. If you think for 1 minute that they have stopped, they are resting on their laurels, that they're basically not doing anything anymore, that the evil is going to go away, and now you're hearing the CDC again further perpetrating the deception, taking it to a new level in the game of warfare here. You think they've stopped on any major development to further carry out the destruction of this planet? They're not going to stop developing anything until everything is either controlled or dead. That's how it rolls. You're dealing with a demonic influence that isn't going to rest until you are either dead or enslaved. And in the slavery, you're going to wish you were dead. Some of you might say, well, what's the point in fighting? The point in fighting in any of the situation is to develop a more perfect union with those who are awake and moving forward. Because you're not going to get through this on your own. You're not going to get through this with a quick fix It's not going to be a quickie. Ooh, it's a quickie. Ooh, it's done. It's not going to happen. This is a war, a perpetuate war that is nonstop. They may appear to take a break, but that's to put you, to lull you into a state of being undefendable. Undefendable. In other words, they're lowering your guard. While they're lowering your guard, they're developing another weapon, a more sophisticated weapon than what they had, to further take you down. Now, Mr. Biden, the President of the United States of America, wants to commit national suicide. It's bad enough that they warp-speeded a bioweapon to, according to the head of the CDC, just under half the population of America. She's saying 154 million. I think the number is a lot higher. Here you have now propagated a weapon of mass destruction to just under half the population of America. Now the President of the United States of America wants to commit national suicide by now forcing his military to be injected with this shit. He wants to weaken the military. We're still too strong. We will kick the shit out of China if they come across the ocean. And so now they have to weaken the military even further. And I expect that the same will happen in Canada. We will have to weaken the military even further so that China will have an easier time controlling North America. That's how I see it. And you better smarten up on this. And the soldiers, seriously, if there are any soldiers listening to this, and if you know any soldiers listening to this, you might want to share it with them so that we can save these guys. So these guys don't take this shit, you know. If the whole regiment says, F you, we're not taking the shot, okay, they'll break some sort of military whatever. Are they going to court-martial all of them and disband them from the military? These guys can still fight. They have been trained to fight. They could go out and start their own militia if they wanted to. So, like I said, share this with anybody you know in the military that the commander-in-chief wants you to commit suicide. It's insanity. It's insanity to even ask. When you're asking a person, man or woman, to go and lay down their life to defend the country and the people of the country, that's one thing. If you're there to defend against an invading force, let's say coming in from China, and they have to give up their lives in order to help sustain the borders and the boundaries of a nation, that's the ultimate sacrifice that anybody could ask anybody to do on behalf of a population, on behalf of the people that they are associated with. But to have somebody take a experiment, and we just seen in the last 2 weeks about 500,000 Americans died two weeks ago based on the numbers and the law of averages with the numbers that were propagated. What's this going to do to all these men and women that are serving in the military? It's insane. And Canada, I mean, we only got about 35 million people here. And the military is in a joint association with the American military to defend the borders of both Canada and the United States. And we're going to kill our soldiers here as well. You know, like I said, man, we really need to take a hard look at these leaders. And perhaps, impeach them. If there is an impeachment method in Canada, maybe we need to look into this. While we're at it, get rid of the whole frickin' parliament. Because, you know, we don't need any leftover. Because they may also initiate the same policy. It's insanity. It's like here, I have a son or a daughter They join the military force in order to, again, defend, in their mind anyway, to defend the principles of this country. And then they're being asked to commit suicide. Really? I'd be having a talking to my son or my daughter. Says, you're getting the hell out of that military. Says, you didn't sign up for that shit. You signed up to defend the country, not to commit suicide for the country. So anyway, this is something I wanted to present tonight and let everybody know about this. Like I said, you know anybody in the military, anybody that's serving, anybody. Now again, this is just what came out tonight. You know, and I got the document there on the website, on the show tonight. So you can pull it up, read what the President of the United States has signed into a decree. Now I don't know if the generals are going to support this. I hope not. Because again, these guys are between the hard place and a rock. So anyway, I'm presenting that as well so that you know that this is going on. Like I said, there is absolutely no reason for this except to, create a further destructive element on any national level. It's like I said, insanity. I was watching something else today. A buddy of mine sent me some videos. And I was watching them about the weather that's been going on in the last week and a half. So I got the links up. I'm going to tell you something, boy. It looks like either the wrath of God has opened up or these guys are using weapon warfare from the grid that they've created up in the sky. And they have created such a disastrous effect on the earth that the earth's weather now is gone completely looped. You will see all these different countries all over the world. India flooded. Russia, towns in Russia flooded. Earthquakes going on in Alaska. Earthquakes going on in California. Flooding going on in California. Directed energy weapons have been utilized to set fires to certain places in different parts of the world. You know, Greece is getting raped with damage. We take a look at Greece, the fires that are out, that have out, been having outbreaks there. You know, it's just insanity what's transpiring on the planet. China having floods. You know, I mean, no country is safe. You know, Poland, Czechoslovakia, Hungary, Bulgaria, all of them are getting, you know, pounded with different types of weather anomalies that are going on. It's just insane. This is because they have been screwing around with the weather, affecting the weather, and even creating weather for countries that need water or a drought, which if you're pulling it from one end, it's going to create an imbalance on the other. That's always been the way things are on the planet, creating the right balance in order to do the right thing within the right parameters. Everything is so skewered. Alaska was having an earthquake off one of the islands. Fires were breaking out everywhere. Trinidad! Watching Trinidad, they had a hell of a flood. I mean, everything's being washed out down the road. Trinidad. Yeah, these are places in the world that don't have this kind of flooding effect unless somebody is tinkering around with the atmosphere. Weather warfare, weather modification. It's absurd what we're seeing here. And this is all being done. I think, personally, again, speculation here, that a lot of these weather hits are being done in order to, again, get compliance on the agenda that they're trying to propagate and promote. And by creating enough issues in these respective countries, it will cause a great deal of suffering, which once they then capitulate, will get whatever aid they need to reinforce the objective that they want them to commit to. Now, when you look at a lot of the fires that were occurring, they're all directed energy weapons, all of them. I don't know where you live. I live in like some Windsor, Ontario, and where we're at today, I mean, the radiation levels were off the map. The sun was beaming, but that wasn't the sun. It was some sort of solar power supply up in the sky. We had this rain, this blast of rain, so I don't even know what was in the rainwater. I'm getting another rain samples, more coming in from the Netherlands. You should see the shit in the rain in the Netherlands. You should really click on these links. You are going to freak out. This is why we're having these plagues and these epidemics, is because of the crap they're dropping down from the sky in the rainwater. The weaponization of the earth itself is being thrown against us. According to the guy that invented the graphene and started talking about the death rate of the graphene, he was mentioning the fact that he was trying to help expedite the world of the useless eaters. He mentioned a couple of states in the United States showing how they were illiterate, barbaric, and needed to be removed as quick as possible. Notice being put down like a mad dog. That's his exact words. And the only reason why people act the way they do environmentally is because of the way the system has created these environments for these people to suffer the way they suffer and to develop a mindset, so that they would act in the manner and fashion that they act in. I'm wondering what's going to happen to Canada. Because in Canada there has been a social net, especially in Ontario. What's going to happen when they take away that social net? What are all these people going to do once they are not there, that social net is no longer there? What's going to happen to these people when they start giving out money for free and you have to spend 10 to 20 times more than what you normally spend to buy a week's worth of groceries? Let's say a gallon of milk is going to cost you $15. Let's say a gallon of gas is going to cost you $20. Let's say a loaf of bread is going to cost you $10. An apple is going to cost you $5. A can of tuna is going to cost you $10. What are you going to do when you start seeing this effect? Meat is going to be outrageous. It's already $40 a pound in Mexico. Imagine that got to be $40 a pound here in Canada. It's coming. It will be here. Don't you worry. Those of you who took the shot, those of you who have been compliant, those of you who decided you're going to do the right thing, if any of you are still alive by this winter, I figure 30% will probably be dead by winter. And some of you say, why would you say that? Why would you even say such a thing? If what the doctor is saying, that 1/6 of the that your those who've taken the two shots, and your immune system's down to 1/6, that means you're operating at a 16% functionality. That means you're barely supporting or sustaining the autonomic nervous system. If the fall comes in, which it will, and all of a sudden now you are prone to having allergies, and those proteins are there, and you cannot stimulate a histamine release in order to trigger an immune response, you're going to die. Those proteins are going to cause you a problem. That's the way it rolls. That is the way it rolls. That's how it rolls. And you're not, because you don't have the means to fight off anymore what has transpired in your immune system. I had somebody write me a letter from Michigan stating that she's had some relatives that have taken a shot, and as a result, that when they've taken a shot, they've either died, got sick, one got bit by a mosquito. That mosquito bite put the woman in a dither. Why? Because her body did not trigger the histamine response to activate the enzymes to break down those proteins that mosquito had released inside the host. Imagine that. Imagine that. A mosquito bite killed whoever. Let's see here if I can find this. Okay, let me read this to you. I won't read the name, but I will read some of this so you understand what I'm talking about. Tony, I got a cousin that had the aneurysm. Basically, they are going to shut off his life support shortly. I got another older cousin in Florida, had a knee replacement 2 weeks ago, did okay, ended up in the hospital with an infection and died yesterday. Do you imagine that? They both got their vaccines. So as you've been saying, no immune system left. Oh, and a woman I work with got a mosquito bite and got all screwed up and infected. She almost passed out at work, got all out of breath, and had some sort of reaction, but would not go to the hospital. She couldn't get the jab fast enough. She has been walking mess ever since, but still promoting the vaccine. It is hopeless. That's what's going to happen. I've been calling this stuff from day one on regarding to what this is going to do, how it's going to break you down, and what the effects are going to be. They are not going to stop. The third booster that they're talking about, getting that third booster, oh, we have an independent research on it, blah, 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 makes America look important, that we're not relying on Germany, that we're not following the lead. We are now doing our own research. Really? They probably paid the Germans and everybody else to do the research for them, because we don't have a medical group that is capable of doing the research anymore. We've got morons and idiots here, especially in Canada. We don't have this luxury to just assume that the government is going to take care of you. They will take care of you. Oh, yeah, yeah, they'll take care of you. There'll be a nice wooden box or a rubber box. You know, might be able to hold two or three of you at one time. They'll put you down into a hole, set it on fire so that I have more room for the next bunch. And you guys, you know, those of you who burn together will stay together. You know. So, you know, it's everything is being staged. The stage is being prepared and set for those who are still stupid enough to believe in the fiction that they are propagating. It's truly, truly, truly a sad day when we have to watch our fellow men and women decide to take a long walk off of a short dock because they believed in the lie rather than the truth. That's the sad part about all this. And the sad part about all this is this. If everybody at the very beginning, when it was all 100% of us, we were all on the same page and told the government to go pound salt, this would never have gotten this far. I was watching a video somebody sent me. In the video, it was done by the Ukraine. The Ukrainians, boy, they had a banana. They were whooping some ass, I'm telling you. They opened up a can of whoop-ass on the police force there. Police had their metal shields and everything else, and these people were throwing bricks and stones, and they were fighting with the police, and they were throwing smoke bombs at the police. One guy was dragging somebody away. I mean, they were going at it, boy. I'm telling you. We'll never see that in Canada. That ain't going to happen. Not here. We're going to try the legal route. How is that working for us, by the way? Has it slowed this thing down one iota? Do we really have any judges on the stand today that actually is a God-fearing judge? Not a Mason, not a Jesuit, not a Zionist. A God-fearing judge that would uphold the principles and the intent of the law, especially when it comes to this shit. Do we have any in Canada? Makes me wonder. I'm not talking about Zionists. I'm not talking about Jesuits. I'm not talking about Masons. I'm talking about a real God-fearing judge. That, like I said, that honors the intent and the integrity of the law. Do we have anything like that? See, I question these things. I do. I question these things. See, do I got everything here? Let me see here. Another weaponry, weather. Oh, yeah, I almost forgot. Joe Rogan made a comment, and I was listening to him. And I don't know if he's playing the instigator or if he's actually speaking on certain things, you know, but I can't see how a guy in that high level of entertainment coming out and talking in regarding to what's going on. Now, he has been propagating that the fact that America has been the only country that has not been a dictatorship. I don't know where he's been. It's been a very quiet dictatorship. But he says it's the only country that has allowed its people to pursue their own agenda and their goals and have succeeded in their own fashion and way. He said, because of this, we have become the number one superpower, most advanced, this, that, and whatever, singing the praises of America. Whether that's all true or not, that's speculation. But the reality is this. We never had any freedom. We never really had any democracy. We had the illusion of these principles and these ideologies. You can go shopping. You can develop something and sell it under the table. Shopping. More shopping. Ooh, we can go shopping. That doesn't designate that you're a free society. A free society would be able to have a direct choice, including in regarding to this situation that we're in right now, and be able to say no and not have to worry about anything regarding to masks, vaccinations, whatever. If I'm taking my destiny in my own hands as a free man, then if I die because I refuse to get an injection, that is, after all, my free choice. But this is not being upheld today. If you want to go along with the paradigm that's there, you want to be deceived, you want to be entertained with bullshit, you want to be terrorized so that you can feel, know that you're alive, or feel that you're alive, because of the terrorization of the fact, ooh, I'm got, ooh, ah, boogeyman, mask, he, ah, ooh. That's your call. That's your call. But don't try to tell me what to do. If something's out there and I refuse to take your recommendation, or should I say dictation, you're going to dictate to me, not mandate, dictate what I need to do, then you've taken away my freedom. On that principle alone, I will fight you to the end. I do not care. I got nothing to lose. And when you got somebody in a position where they got nothing to lose, you got everything to lose. That's how that rolls. If you ain't got nothing to lose, and the other side's holding all the marbles, they got everything to lose. Everything. And that terrifies them. This is what I mean. You got to have. I talked about the story about Vietnam, and when America was in Vietnam, how they had nowhere to go, so they fought. China tried to kick their ass, and China got their ass handed to them by the Vietnamese people. And this should be an inspiration to anybody. And I've said this before. They had nowhere to go, no place to run, no place to hide. They fought. They fought. And they fought, and they fought. They fought until they exhausted the American military presence, which, by the way, had handcuffed their military so that the soldiers would go over to Vietnam and be executed by their snipers that the Vietnamese people had up there. That wasn't a war. That wasn't even a declared war. And America could have went in and went out of there within 3 weeks if they allowed them to go in there and fight. How is it they can go to Iraq or any of these Middle Eastern countries, go in there, wipe out everything in a span of 3 months, and come back home? And they couldn't take Vietnam? Really? They would have used incendiary bombs and burned them out. That's all they would have had to do. But they didn't do it. They played this little game, and it cost them. So my point on all of this stuff that I'm talking about today in regarding to what where we're at, you know, Joe Rogan making the comments he's making, don't be, again, distracted. Even Patrick King has come out, you know, again, I haven't read all of the transcripts. I only read the ones that I've seen so far over the 78-page transcript. And there, nowhere in there does it ever indicate one way or another that what he said on certain things. So I'm waiting for the other transcripts to come out. But the one thing I did see, now someone said, well, maybe it was created, paged out, whatever. He's holding a triangular Illuminati sign or symbol as soon as he got outside from the court. Now, whether that was a special effects using some sort of program, that I don't know for sure. But if that actually did happen, then this whole thing stinks of a setup. The whole thing would stink of a setup. Now, again, because there are so many people in opposition to anybody standing up for the truth, somebody could have, you know, done a special effect with some kind of program, an Adobe program or a paint shop program, and created that whole dynamic. I mean, that's a very strong possibility. But then when Joe Rogan starts talking to some of the stuff he's talking, you know, it all sounds good. It all sounds like, you know, they're plagiarizing Americans, you know, buttering them up. You know, making them feel good and cozy. Oh, yeah, we're American. Yeah, American. Oh, yeah, look what we've done. We ain't done nothing. People in the past have done something. What have you done? What have you actually done except benefited from other people's inventive ideas? What have you done? I was listening to Jordan Peterson, and he made some interesting comments about success and comparison and how people are successful and how others. The only people that you can compare yourself to is yourself. That's one of the interesting thing he made a comment about. The only standard that, okay, I as a believer, the only standard that I really have that I look up to is Christ, because that's who I believe in. Now, that's the gold standard for any believer. Doctrine, theology, and all the rest of that bullshit means nothing. But that is the main standard. But in our lives, that is who we're supposed to be, again, trying to attain to become like. But when you're looking at success and doing things and getting things done, the question is, how uncomfortable are you willing to be? What are you willing to do to have that success? And what are you willing to disassociate from in order to continue in whatever endeavor you're willing to do? Because anybody that's been successful at any invention or any ideas that they've created, pretty much were alone. They spend a lot of time alone. They spend a lot of time developing whatever they're developing. And they presented it eventually when it was perfected to a point that they could release it. All the great inventors were pretty much that way. Even those that were married, they pretty much stayed alone. So when we're talking about all the things that Americans have done, not all Americans have done anything. Some have. Most are laborers. Most are slaves. Same with Canada. No different. Most are laborers. Most are slaves. And very few Canadians are innovative enough to become inventive. It takes time, it takes effort, it takes finances, and it takes sacrifice. And a lot of people will not do these things. If you want something to get done and you don't have it within your means to obtain it, then you have to create it. It's the way it works. So like I said, when he said what he said, again, I wasn't sure at all. It was just another, you know, chop chop saying whatever he's been, whatever the script has told him to say. So like I said, be prepared. As I stated before, just about everything's becoming staged. It's going to get more and more staged. We're to see bullshit with the CDC. They have continued on the agenda that they've started on. They have continued with the lies and the deception. If everybody would just stick to the very basic beginning, where was the isolation? What is it? Why are we not seeing this? How come it was never isolated? So if we're going from that premise to the premise of where we're at today, how can that even be validated? Think about that. How can that even be validated? So, like I said, the lie has been continuing and being perpetrated. Don't think for 1 minute this is ever going to come out on top with the truth. The governments are going to continue to prevail in the deception, and as long as the people continue to falter in the belief, it's like the Bible says, even if the elect might be deceived. You know, it's the same concept about, you know, well, there's going to be all these Jesuses that are going to pop out of everywhere. Oh, Jesus is over here. Jesus is over there. Well, I've already seen this once already, back around 2015, where a minister said, Jesus is coming back May of this year. Everybody gave the church the wealth. Meanwhile, the minister got off rich and everybody else was poor. So, again, I'm saying this so that you don't get sucked in to the delusion, the illusion, the deception. You know, don't allow yourself to have that deception, which is not easy to do these days, since everything you're hearing today from the media, from the radio, from even your friends that follow all this shit, there's nothing but lies. Lie after lie after lie. Like Jesus said, you're the father of the devil, he's the father of lies. There was no truth in him. Okay, goes right back to that very verse. He was the father of lies, and there was no truth in them. They were of the father of the devil, sons of Belial. That's what we're dealing with. So, this is why I tell everybody to read the Bible, because, like I said, this is the script that they're going by. This is the playbook. Now, I keep saying that. I forgot this. They got a shirt now that they're creating, probably with nanotechnology. And when you walk around, it'll give your status. Let everybody know. You're COVID-free. You got your jab, you got your stabbed, and now they're going to come and grab you and nab. Bury your ass in a box. So anyway, this is again, more nonsense again to perpetrate and propagate the lie. This is incredible what we're seeing here. Basically the labeling of men and women on the planet Earth. This is what this is all about, putting a tag on a person. You know, tag them, bag them, bury them. Let the weapon be turned on. Again, that's where we're at today. You know, hey. Imagine that. Alrighty. I think I'm going to wind it down here. I always say at the end of these shows, you know, read the Gospels. Read what Jesus had to say. Read, you know, get inspired if you can. If not, for the sake of reading and understanding what is there, You might want to read it, especially if you've never read it. If you formed opinions about the Bible, that's fine and dandy, but read it so that now you can either validate your opinion or maybe change your mind. Either way, making opinions is great. Opinions are like arseholes. Everybody's got one, you know. So having an opinion doesn't say a whole lot until you've actually read or looked into things that might just surprise you, might just enlighten you. You never know. Actually, I found something today that was interesting. Let's see if I can find it real quick. It's in Matthew 24. Let's see if I can find it real fast. Yeah, it says in there, and I'm reading from the Geneva version. It's a 15th century Bible. It says, for nation shall rise against nation, and realm against realm. Now, you can look at that word from many different angles, but even in the higher realms, there's going to be a war. There's going to be a new heaven and a new earth, so apparently there's going to be a war in the different realms as well. I found that to be interesting, that this was actually worded in that realm, that way. And some may say, well, that might mean this, or that does mean this. This is how it's been interpreted. But I think there's more than one way of looking at this. And there are, like I said, the wording, how that worked out. For nation shall rise against nation and realm against realm. I found that a little interesting. And then right after that, it says there shall be famine and pestilence and earthquakes. And today I'm pointing out there a bunch of links where you can see how the weather warfare has been being propagated across the planet. You know, this is Jesus' words right here. This is what Jesus had to say. So, was he foreseeing the weaponizing of the weather and how they were going to create all these diverse events to occur on the planet? It makes me wonder. You know, it's something that I speculate on and think about all the time. You know, how, what we're seeing, what this is saying, and how close the resemblance is. Again, everyone has their own take on this stuff, but I look at these things in a little different manner. I see the realm we're in, the things that are affecting the realm, like nano and frequencies and AI and, you know, different biodiverse chemicals that can cause damage, smart dust. I look at all this stuff and I look at this correlation that goes on that I've read and made correlations in the Bible with what current technology today. Honest to God, it's like a repeat. It's like a rerun. Same show, but in a different channel being played again. That's what it feels like. A rerun. Another reset coming to an end. That's what it sounds like. And it's coming to the end the same exact way as the previous resets have came down and were undone. So that's what it appears to me. But anyway, I wanted to share that. Again, this is just my personal perspective on it. Again, you don't have to believe it. This is what I read based on what I know, based on what I'm doing. So anyway, read the Gospels, read the letters, read the Book of Acts, read the Revelations. Try to get a handle on the New Testament. That's where the game is being played. Alrighty. I also have other people on my site, different people doing different things to help you all come along and stay healthy and prepared for what's coming. Now you got Brian 396, you got Sherry at Three Hearts Church. You got Shy, you got Ty, you got Yanni, you got Yona, Catherine, Deanna, even the Liberty Channel. Any of these people or any of these groups up there, if you can help them financially, please do so. If you can't, no big deal. Share the links, share their pages, share their sites. You know, get everybody to at least get on board. That may help give everybody the opportunity of being aware. And, you know, and while you're at it, again, maintain the mentality of preparing, being prepared, being prepared, being prepared. Alrighty, as I always say on these shows, you know, we are still here by the grace of God. Remember that. So, until the next segment, to your health. Take care.